I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's time, God's calendar during this time of the year. So this time of the year, we are in the end of January, getting into February. And remember, every time of year, every season of the year, it's got built-in reminders. The different seasons remind us of different aspects of God. They've got different reminders, little nudges to keep us back on track, to keep us moving forward all throughout the year. And one of the themes that's come up several times for me as I've gone through this yearly cycle with God during this time of the year is how to stop going in circles. How do we stop going in circles? Sometimes we get into these vicious cycles where it just seems like we're spinning our wheels, we're putting in the effort, we're doing the things to try to move forward, but it seems like we're just staying stuck. We're just going in circles over and over. And something I learned a few years ago, it's in my book, The Miracle Year. It's actually during our section of the Miracle Year book. It's on this time of the year. It's actually linked to it, which is there were studies that were done about what happens if you drop people off out in the forest, out in the wilderness, out in the middle of nowhere, and you give them nothing to navigate with. So if it's cloudy and the sun and the moon and the stars are blocked and they have nothing to navigate with, how do they find their way out? They did some studies to see if these people could find their way out. And what they found is that over and over, if you put people in these situations and they have to navigate without any navigation, their default thing that happens is they end up going in circles over and over. And why does that happen? They keep making little biased decisions in favor of one direction over another, and they keep walking in circles, especially when they come into obstacles. When they come against obstacles and things that they have to go around, little decisions about what to do, which direction to go, they keep making little biased decisions about which way to go. But if they have navigation, they have a compass, they have something that they can navigate with that's trustworthy, then they can begin to navigate and they can find their way out. So what's the lesson for us here? What's God trying to teach us in this? Is that our true north in life, the compass of our life, the true north on the compass of our life, I believe is God's grace. It's His grace. It's to set our minds on the things above where God is working continually for our good. His grace is available today to flow through us and to empower us today to break through of those vicious cycles, to move forward and to make progress today. How do you go forward today? How do you stop going in circles? How do you get break free of those vicious cycles that we get stuck in sometimes? It's grace. Grace is the answer to that. You set your mind on the things above. Number one, it starts with understanding that God's grace is available today. It's His mercy. It's Him treating you better than you deserve, but also it's His power. It's His willingness to help you today, to work everything for your good, to keep helping us even when we miss it. And if we'll keep turning back to Him, relying and trusting in Him today, He's given you this pipeline of living water on the inside. We talk about it a lot on our daily communion meditations. He's given you everything He has in Christ, and it's available to flow through us today, but we have to learn how to get that flowing through us. We have to learn how to trust in it. We have to learn how to rely on His grace. Some practical steps to take. It's realizing and relying on that grace in you. Then you got to give grace to yourself to get it out of you and to get it flowing in your life. Where we stop going in circles, we got to get it out of you. And then we got to start to function by grace. If we're going in circles, it means we got to do something different. When we're going in circles, it's often a signal of something we're trying to do in our own strength. We're trying to force it to happen on our own. To stop going in circles and to move forward is to rely and trust on God's grace and to do things a different way. To do things a different way where you rely and you trust on His grace to make it happen. So in relationships with people, you're stuck in a vicious cycle. What does that mean? It means giving them grace, even though maybe they're treating you wrongly. Even though they're doing things that push your buttons, giving them grace, doing continually good for them continually. But you got to rely. That's impossible to do on your own, I think. You got to rely on God to empower you to do that. You got to look to Him to supply the grace into that relationship. What does it look like in your finances? Seems like you're stuck in this vicious cycle of finances, not having enough or whatever it may be. You got to turn every transaction into an opportunity to say, you know what? God supplies all of my needs. His grace is available. His grace is able to abound to me. It's having all sufficiency at all times and all things. I can abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion. You got to turn every transaction, every need that you have into a point of trusting in him. That he's there, that he supplies all that you need. In your health, this looks like showing up in your workouts, like we've been talking about in our daily communion workouts, and trusting at the point of your workout that he's helping you lift the weights. It's learning how to rest. If we want to stop going in circles, we got to learn how to rest and stop trying to figure it all out. Stop trying to solve all the problems. Stop trying to force and effort our way forward. And learn to rely and trust on him and his grace flowing through us to empower us. And it's got these three levels that's got to flow through. You got to fix your eyes on him, that he's working for your good. He's available to help in that area. You got to give grace to yourself. You got to take that pressure off yourself to figure it out. And then you got to function in grace with other people. You do those three things, it's going to get this grace flowing through. You're going to find that you stop going in these vicious cycles. And you start moving forward. So we're going to take communion over this today. Asking for his help. So Father, we're just so thankful to have this opportunity to have communion with you. We thank you for your grace. You've done more than we'll probably ever know. Given us everything you have in Christ. We're just so thankful that you are available today, that you eagerly desire to help us get this grace flowing through us, help us to break free of any vicious cycles we've been stuck in, any areas where we're just going in circles. We're asking for your help today by your grace to get that grace flowing through us and help us to move forward in these things. And we're asking for your help with that today, Father. And I thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. He wants to help today. He wants to break you free of some of these cycles, but you got to learn, we got to do things a different way. Relying and trusting on that grace that's available today. So Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. I believe you experience God setting you free in these areas, moving you forward, breaking you free out of these cycles. Just going to help you to know him better, to know his heart and his goodness and this covenant that we have with him that much more. That's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup. Ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Let's talk about walking this out. How are we going to practically apply this? As you leave from here today, probably tomorrow, probably the next day, there's going to be things that come at you. If you've been stuck in a vicious cycle, you've been stuck going in circles, there's going to be challenges and obstacles, things people say, things people do, things that are going to come at you. to try to initiate this cycle again. Try to initiate you just going another lap around the mountain, not really getting anywhere. We're going to handle it differently. I want you to ask yourself, how can I, when these things come at me, having a plan for them, almost like a trigger, when this happens, I'm going to do this. How can you respond? And maybe something to press in and seek God about. How can you respond in a beautiful, graceful way with poise and elegance and beauty rather than just our knee-jerk reactions or falling into old default patterns or whatever it may be? How can I respond in a beautiful, graceful way? I think you do that, you're going to find that starts to move you forward one step at a time. Then you just keep repeating that over and over. And it's going to begin to build this virtuous cycle rather than a vicious cycle. It's going to build a virtuous cycle going forward where everything begins to work together for good. It starts to create ripple effects. You get one area of your life moving forward. It starts to create ripple effects across every other area of life. And that's an exciting and a fun place to be. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.